Hey everybody! This is Sandra of Wynn International Ministries. How are you? What's been going on in your life lately? Is God showing up in your life as you seek after and follow God's chosen paths for you? Have you gotten any better? Worse? Or are you like me, still about the same? Is it just me or does it seem like some of the things happening in the world are bizarre, they don't make any sense, they are chaotic? They are not right. They seem unbelievable and so over the top, it all leaves you wondering what in the world is going on. Because of all of this, many folks have contacted us and asked us where is God while all of this is going on? People are confused. They are angry and most folks don't understand why such a good God allows so much bad to happen in our world. Well, I don't proclaim to know the answer as to why God is allowing so much bad to happen, but what I can tell you is that when God allows such bad things to happen, rather than focus on all of the bad that God allows to happen, Evangelist Wendy Evans has taught us to not focus on all of the bad that is going on. Evangelist Evans has taught us to keep our focus on God and all the good that God can bring out of it because of all of the bad that is going on in our world. I have learned that God is not obligated to explain why He allows so much bad to go on. I have learned that God does not always change the bad that is going on. I have learned to not stop trusting God or following God because He is allowing the bad to go on. There is no sense worrying about, crying about, or stressing about what has happened, what is happening, or what I have no power to control or change. Instead of worrying, crying, or stressing about what is happening, Evangelist Evans taught us to pray and focus on what we can control. Pray and focus on what we are thinking. And pray and focus on where God might be leading us to. See, what I used to do is sit around and watch the news every day and every night. I used to listen to radio talk shows that gave me different opinions about what is going on in the world, and I used to sit and talk to some of my friends about how bad the problems are in this world and how bad the circumstances are in my life. I really didn't see anything wrong with this. Everyone I knew did this, and everyone that I knew that did this was miserable. What I didn't realize is that I was stuck in a perpetual loop of failure that was causing me to be snared into a repetitive cycle of failure, lack, depression, and despair. I didn't know I was caught in it, so I didn't see a need or a reason to try to get out of it. It wasn't until one day Evangelist Wendy Evans asked me to purchase a new devotional book that she said was very important that I purchase. Evangelist Evans gave me the name of the new devotional book, and she asked that I obtain the book for her by Friday of the following week. Well, I thought, well, if she doesn't need it until Friday of next week, I have plenty of time to purchase the devotional. Since I am a known procrastinator, I didn't even make an attempt to purchase the book until the Thursday before the Friday that the book was due. I went from store to store to get the new devotional book, and it seems like every store I went to did not have it. I went from store to store looking for it and couldn't find it. I begin to ask myself, why do I always wait until the last minute to do things? Why didn't I try and get this book for her sooner? I begin to have this long conversation with myself about how I didn't ever do anything right and how now God is paying me back for being a procrastinator because I couldn't find the book. Even though it wasn't God's fault that I had waited until the last minute to find the new devotional, I figured God must be mad at me because He was not letting me find the book. Because I felt this way, I started to think that nothing was going to go right for me. I thought that I was going to get fired. I thought that because this world is in such a horrible way right now, I would become homeless because it would be very hard to find a new job.